Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod, produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up, big moves are happening in Elon Musk's universe. First, let's talk about Tesla. Recently, a proposed payout plan for Tesla executives was rejected. This was a significant development, as the plan was designed to reward top leaders for achieving major milestones. While the details of the rejection are still unfolding, it's clear that Tesla's leadership is under intense scrutiny as they continue to push the envelope in the electric vehicle market. Switching gears to SpaceX, the company is making headlines with its valuation. SpaceX is reportedly considering a tender offer that would place its valuation at a staggering $350 billion. This move underscores SpaceX's growing influence in the aerospace industry and its potential to revolutionize space travel. With ambitious projects like Starship on the horizon, SpaceX is poised to maintain its position as a leader in space exploration. Elon's world is never short of excitement, and these developments highlight the dynamic landscape of his ventures. Whether it's the financial strategies at Tesla or the groundbreaking ambitions of SpaceX, Elon's companies continue to capture the imagination of fans and investors alike. Stay tuned for more updates as we track these unfolding stories. Today, we're diving into the latest buzz from SpaceX, and it's a big one. SpaceX is currently in discussions to sell insider shares that could elevate its valuation to a jaw-dropping $350 billion. This potential valuation is a significant leap from its previous valuation of $255 billion, as reported just last month. Such a move would not only highlight SpaceX's immense growth, but also cement its status as the most valuable private startup in the world. That's right, folks. SpaceX could officially top the charts, surpassing all other private companies globally in terms of valuation. This tender offer, or secondary offering, is a strategic move allowing employees and some early shareholders to sell shares. It's a brilliant way for investors within the closely held SpaceX to generate liquidity. The discussions are ongoing, and the details might shift depending on the level of interest from insider sellers and potential buyers. But one thing's for sure. If this deal goes through, it'll be a monumental milestone for SpaceX and the entire aerospace industry. The timing of this potential surge in valuation comes amid deepening ties between Elon Musk and President-elect Donald Trump. Since the United States presidential election, Musk's empire has seen remarkable gains, with Tesla's shares up by 42% since November 5th. Additionally, Musk's personal wealth has soared to approximately $353 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. These numbers are not just figures. They represent the incredible influence and success that Musk's ventures are achieving. At a $350 billion valuation, SpaceX would rival some of the largest publicly traded companies in terms of market capitalization. It's a testament to the company's innovative prowess and its pivotal role in shaping the future of space exploration. With projects like Starship on the horizon, SpaceX is not just reaching for the stars, it's redefining the possibilities of space travel. In a surprising turn of events, Tesla has instructed its workers on the Cybertruck production line that there's no need to report to work for the next 3 days. This announcement was made via a memo seen by Business Insider, indicating that employees should stay home from Tuesday to Thursday this week. Regular scheduling is set to resume on Friday. Interestingly, despite this temporary halt in production, Tesla has assured its employees that they will still receive 8 hours of pay for each of the days they were scheduled to work. However, it's worth noting that some workers will not follow this adjusted schedule and will be notified separately. The reason behind this temporary schedule change remains unclear, as Tesla has not responded to requests for comment. This isn't the first time Tesla has adjusted the production schedule for the Cybertruck line. Earlier this year, Tesla shortened production hours, and workers have reported inconsistencies in their schedules since late October. Some employees have expressed frustration, with one stating that overtime pay has become scarce, and even reaching a 40-hour work week feels like a stroke of luck. The Cybertruck has been a highly anticipated product, with over 2 million reservations recorded since deliveries began last year. However, signs are emerging that demand might be cooling off. Reports suggest that Tesla is moving through its reservation list faster than expected, with some late reservation holders already receiving their vehicles. Additionally, after Tesla revealed the pricing for the Cybertruck, some reservation holders decided not to go through with their orders. Exciting news from the Neuralink front. Elon Musk's brain-computer interface company is expanding its presence in Central Texas. The company is set to increase its office space in the Austin area, which means more opportunities and job openings for those looking to join this groundbreaking venture. This expansion is yet another sign of Musk's growing influence in Texas, where several of his ventures are rapidly establishing themselves as major players. Neuralink's mission to bridge the gap between the human brain and computers is gaining momentum, and this expansion is a testament to the company's ambitious goals. By increasing its footprint in Austin, Neuralink is positioning itself to attract top talent and accelerate its innovative projects. The move aligns perfectly with Texas's booming tech scene, which has become a magnet for tech companies and entrepreneurs alike. For those unfamiliar, Neuralink is working on developing ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces to connect humans and computers. This technology has the potential to revolutionize how we interact with technology, offering new possibilities for treating neurological disorders and enhancing human capabilities. With the expansion in Austin, Neuralink is poised to make significant strides in this cutting-edge field. This development is not just about office space. It's about creating a hub of innovation in Austin. The new offices will likely foster collaboration and creativity among Neuralink's team, driving forward the company's mission to push the boundaries of what's possible. As this expansion unfolds, we'll be keeping a close eye on the advancements and breakthroughs that emerge from Neuralink's Austin operations. Let's dive into the financial scene with Tesla, where there's a buzz about its stock and a bold new price target from the analysts at Stifel. The firm recently increased its price target for Tesla from $287 to $411 while maintaining a buy rating. This adjustment reflects a significant vote of confidence in Tesla's future. Stephen Gengaro, the Stifel Next Gen Transport analyst, joined Market Domination to shed light on this boost. He emphasized that Tesla is way more than an auto company, pointing to its cutting-edge autonomous driving capabilities and the innovative Cybercab initiatives. These elements are key drivers behind the increased price target. Gengaro's message to investors is clear. You have to believe in the medium to long-term vision to buy the stock. It's all about seeing the bigger picture with Tesla. He highlighted the forthcoming robotaxi deployment and the eventual transition to fully autonomous driving as critical components of Tesla's long-term investment appeal. According to Gengaro, Stifel is taking a measured approach by discounting pretty heavily back the expectations for those two businesses. It shows their commitment to valuing Tesla's future ventures realistically, considering the potential growth and innovation on the horizon. With this new price target, Tesla continues to captivate the financial world, underscoring its position as a transformative force in the automotive and tech industries. Investors who share this belief in Tesla's long-term vision are likely to find this an exciting time to be part of the Tesla journey. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.